Imagine you are a firefighter and you see a blaze start in the bush. Time is precious and you want to sound the alarm. But before you do, you need to ask permission from the person who started the fire. That's the way the World Health Organization does business. Can you believe this? The WHO doesn't have the power to announce the outbreak of a new disease without first getting permission from the country where it started. They've now realized this is not a smart or safe way of operating. Look at what happened in China. An expert panel has now spent a year investigating the pandemic. It's chaired by the former New Zealand Prime Minister, Helen Clark. She now says the rules need to change so the WHO can declare outbreaks on its own without asking for permission. Imagine that. They find a new disease, they want to tell the world, but they can't because the host country doesn't want the bad PR. Isn't that the job of the World Health Organization, keeping us safe from deadly diseases? It's like a police officer asking a criminal for permission to arrest them. So under this system, when China said there's nothing to see here, the stooges at the WHO went along with it, no questions asked. They waited 3 weeks to put together an emergency task force, then another 3 weeks to declare it a pandemic. Only once things started getting out of hand did Beijing finally come to the party and the WHO followed suit. Now and only now do they want to change the rules. And to do so, they say they need to convene a special meeting of the United Nations, so it's not even in place yet. Here's a better idea. The WHO just needs to grow a set and do its job.